Hey, you kids, put that down. Get away from it. Don't give me that look. Don't you know what that is? That's a Ron Van Dam show. Do you have any idea what that'll do to you? That'll fry the brain right out of your head. Next thing you know, you're complaining about everything, you don't like anything, and you're talking to yourself every damn morning. Now get away from it and get on home, you little whippersnappers.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. Thank you. Whatever. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, as has been clarified in the opening of the program. How are you today? Good to see you. You're looking good. What, did you comb your hair or take a shower or something? Did you brush your teeth? You're looking good. Wow. You clean up nicely. Right? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. You know, right? Right? Are we on the same page? Are we reading the same book? No? Okay. I have an interesting program today. I have a solitary guest whom seems quite interesting. I think you'll enjoy this. It's a Dr. Garko. What, Ron? Dr. Garko. Yeah, interesting. He has done quite a bit of research on all this losing weight and being healthy kind of stuff. And here's the deal: when you get older, you start deteriorating to the point of concern. So you want to be healthy through the process. And Americans eat like crap. Oh my God, do we eat like crap? We fry everything. It's fatty. It's called comfort food. It's not comfortable for your heart. So, I'm constantly trying to eat properly, which means you put your food in your mouth and you chew it. I know that's eating properly. That's not what I'm talking about. And then you swallow the food. Of course, you do that too. That's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about what you put into your body kind of really makes a difference. You know what happens is when you're younger, you eat whatever you want because you're on your own. All of a sudden, you've been freed from your parents who feed you every day. And finally, you're out into the world and you just eat all the crap you can find because crap is marketed really, really well. If it's bad for you, it's marketed really, really well to the point where you'll get it and you'll eat it all the time. Kentucky Fried Chicken, I have nothing against it except the fact that they've make it KFC because they think Americans that eat that stuff are too stupid to say the whole sentence. So they just call it KFC. Well, it's simpler. These are morons that are eating our food every day. So just do the initials. I mean, that's about all they can handle. But they eat them all the time. I'll tell you a quick story. I think I've told it before in the years I have with everything. I had a friend named Evan who passed away at the ripe old age of 55. That's young. I don't care what you say. That's young. And I went to visit him about, 15 years ago it is now, at least. Yeah, 15 years ago. And he worked at a television station in New Jersey, WOR. And his job was to sit there in front of a bank of television monitors and make sure the signal was going out right, make sure television commercials were properly inserted into the live programs. And he just sat there all day, and he would sit there and just shove junk food into his mouth day and night. Sometimes he worked the overnight shift. It was a wonderful job for television, I guess, but the most sedentary job you can possibly do is just sit there and watch television to make sure the signal was going out right. So I went to visit him, and I said, where do you want to go to lunch? And he said, let's go down the street to KFC. And I said, okay, I don't really eat that. He says, oh, I do every single day of my life. Sometimes two or three times a day I'll go to KFC. He says, excuse me, please. He says, yes, I eat there all the time. When I'm not eating there, I'm going to McDonald's and Burger King. It's fantastic. It's very convenient, and I just love it. And I sit here and I just eat this stuff. And it's a beautiful life. And I said, okay. Inside, I'm saying to myself, it's a beautiful life that's not going to last very long. And it didn't. He had a heart attack and he passed away. And when his wife called me and told the news, just about 6 months after I had seen Evan, when she told me the news, I grieved with her and such. I'm saying to myself, that can't be a surprise to anybody. The way he treated his body, what he put into his mouth. And from that point on, I've been rather conscious about that. I don't eat like that at all. Because I'm conscious of it. Because the older you get, the more your body is going to develop the cholesterol and the plaque and all that kind of stuff. And your blood pressure can change and all that as you age. And it's a result of how you treated your body all through your younger life. In other words, bottom line, what Ron's saying to you, it all catches up to you. It does. It catches up to you when you get older, if you're lucky enough to get older. And you will, if you're lucky enough. So take care of your body now. And that's the thesis of what the doctor's going to be talking about today. And there are simple ways to do it. And you've heard this many times before, I know. But maybe this time it'll convince you a little bit and you can meld some of that lifestyle into how you're living now. Want to give it a shot? Okay. We're going to speak to him, find out what's on his mind. But first, we're going to take a commercial break. And then the doctor, of course, will be joining us. Of course, the doctor will join us. Of course, there's no choice. We'll be right back after this.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the fuck did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy. If you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Dr. Michael Garko joins us now. He is, he's come up with some answers to a lot of people's problems who some people didn't even know they had the problem. And we're talking about taking care of your health and your body. You focus today on cholesterol, apparently. Is that correct?
Well, cholesterol, high blood pressure. Yeah. High blood pressure is really the culprit. Cholesterol gets implicated with high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And high blood pressure, Ron, has earned this reputation of being called a silent killer,
right?
And it is because it doesn't signal any warning signs or symptoms, and especially during the early stages of development. And by the way, we have children, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old that already have the beginnings of high blood pressure. Some of these kids are on high blood pressure meds because they're overweight and obese, and they have the beginning of cholesterol formation in their artery. Well, plaquing is what I'm talking about. So, you know, it gets to be a very serious matter. And the high blood pressure accounts for about 500,000 deaths annually in our country.
Yeah.
And roughly 46% of these people are unaware they even have the condition, Ron.
Yeah, it's rampant. It's both. It's genetic. It's lifestyle. It can get you in both ways, and it all has to do with the heart, which seems to be quite an important organ here.
I understand. One of the things I learned over the years, and just real quick, when you start to take care of your cardiovascular system in terms of diet and lifestyle, it just turns out that it confers a benefit to overall health. Mm-hmm. It's just the nature of it. I guess the point.
There's no question, and of course there are medications, statins, etc. But you don't necessarily, which is, you know, any port in the storm. But at the same time, there's a natural way to take care of this without introducing that into your body as well. And that's what you're focused on, apparently, is things that you can do yourself through your own lifestyle and your own habits to conquer this.
Right. And in my clinical practice, you know, seeing clients every day, it's all about diet and lifestyle. And depending on what expert you talk to or read, they'll say, well, genetics is clearly accounts for a certain amount of the variance in what happens to us.
Right.
Some say it's 40%. Some say it's 50-50 diet and lifestyle. No matter what, much of our destiny, our health destiny, is in our own hands.
Yeah.
Genetics may load the gun, but diet and lifestyle pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And my point of view is that begins and ends with nutrition, because that's the driving force for health, wellness, and well-being.
Yeah.
You know, what you eat, your relationship with food, what you eat, when you eat, how you eat, where you eat, with whom, and so on, constitutes that very complicated relationship. Yeah. So a diet that is more plant-based, notice I'm not necessarily advocating for a vegetarian or vegan diet.
Right, but more so.
More plant-based.
Right. Yeah, I guess not everything in moderation, but you can mix your lifestyles up and have a good day sometimes and enjoy, but don't do that every day. I have a friend who lives in New Orleans, and he told me what his diet was, what he eats, when he invited me down there, and I said, well, it's been nice knowing you, and because, I mean, everything's fried down there and oversalted, and it's just, you know, okay, that's your lifestyle, I get it, but this is one's choice. And then you talk about cholesterol and high blood pressure. Diabetes go hand in hand, especially pre-diabetes and type 2. I mean, over the age of 50, who doesn't really have that? So this is like, I guess you call it an epidemic that can be handled properly.
Yeah, it can. Cholesterol is not a villain. It really isn't.
Right,
we need cholesterol.
Right,
it's implicated in so many important processes in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the body makes cholesterol. The liver makes it. But we also get it through the diet. It's a case of too much of a good thing is what it really boils down to.
Yeah.
And you're right. I lived in New Orleans. And so generally speaking, in our country at the moment, many people are eating what I call a cardiogenic diet.
Yeah.
A diet that processed foods high in salt, sugar, and fat, fried foods. And through the South, by the way, gravy is a beverage.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And that's not good either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is a beverage. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the specifics here. I want to make this a positive thing and get people at least to think on the right track here. Let's talk about omega-3 fatty acids. I'm a little confused about that because it's got fatty acids in the title there.
Omega-3 fats. There's different kinds of fat, right? Saturated fat, polyunsaturated fat. The omega-3 fatty acids are polyunsaturated fatty acids. And you find that, you know, one of the main sources, of course, is fish.
Right.
And they have the ability to tone down inflammation. They support the cell in terms of the structure of the cell, the plasma membrane of the cell. They just have so many wonderful benefits. It's primarily they moderate inflammation, eating the fat, taking these omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah.
They're good for it. You know, on a cellular level, that's where it all begins and ends. They just confer a great health benefit from cell to organ. Okay. I mean, it's just great.
All right, now let me interrupt you though, because there are many reports that say not all fish is good for you because of what we've done to the oceans and how these fish feed themselves off of pollutants and such. So does one have to be careful with what category of fish we're talking about here?
Absolutely. I have clients that say, well, you know, doctor, I'm doing good. I'm eating fish 3 or 4 times a week. I said, you are?
Yeah.
I said, I wouldn't. And then I ask them what they're eating. And often it's farm-raised fish, and it's the muscle fish, the tuna, the salmon, the bigger fish, right?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of fat on them, and they tend to retain and store the toxins.
Ah.
The ocean is contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
I eat the smaller fish, sardines, anchovies.
Uh-huh.
They're down on the food chain, but they're not as contaminated.
Uh-huh.
Tuna, people, you know, I go to the grocery store, I see them buying a canned tuna all day. I wouldn't eat that at gunpoint.
Oh,
I just wouldn't.
Ooh.
Because the oceans are so contaminated.
Wow. What about eggs? They have omega 3, but I've told you eggs are good for you, they're bad for you, they're good for you, they're bad for you. I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah, some say it's the perfect food.
Yeah. Well, the egg.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. But if you're running high cholesterol levels. I just had a client the day before yesterday. I did a 24-hour food recall with her, and I said, "What did you have for breakfast?" I had 3 eggs.
Yeah.
I said, "You have a cholesterol level that is the IQ of a genius. It's too high.
Uh-huh.
You know, what are you doing? You know, eat the whites and leave out the yolks. Get some organic." Egg beaters, white, just using the whites.
Uh-huh.
So if you have high cholesterol, again, cholesterol is made by the body, comes from the diet. If you're eating a lot of eggs plus other things, you're building up an inventory of cholesterol in your body.
Yeah. Let's talk about exercise. I hate to talk about it because I don't like to do it. I walk a lot, but that's about it. I mean, what do we do about that? Is exercise really that intricate in this equation?
It is. We evolved not to be sedentary. The body, it's biology. You know, you think about the number of hours people sit. They drive to work. Maybe it's a commute of an hour, 45 minutes. They go to work, they're sitting most of the day. They come home, they drive home, sitting. Then they come home, they sit down for dinner. And then they sit down to watch TV. If you're not, you spend most of your day sitting.
Yeah.
You got to keep moving. Just even walking, even 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day will confer a benefit.
Okay.
It's been a part of my lifestyle for decades. I go to the gym, I work out 5-6 days a week, and it does make a difference. And by the way, if you're thinking exercise will be the way to do weight reduction, it's a terrible predictor for weight reduction. It's primarily diet,
okay.
But diet and exercise together is a good predictor for weight reduction.
All right. Okay, now let's talk about getting the proper sleep. You see, everybody over 50 years old or 60 years old has every problem that you're discussing here. It's just the way. I mean, the body starts breaking down, and things happen. So you got almost like, you know, counterbalance that. Nobody over 60 years old sleeps through the night because you got to pee, etc. But yet you say that sleep is intricate as well.
It is. Again, we evolved to sleep. I never understood people who brag about, I only need 3 hours mm-hmm. sleep a night. Mm-hmm. And my response to that is, oh, so why are you so biologically different and unique from mm-hmm. every other mm-hmm. Human being that's ever lived?
Yeah.
That's when your body repairs and restores itself, especially your immune system. And by the way, insomnia, not getting enough sleep,
yeah.
can lead to high blood pressure,
sure.
weight gain,
yeah.
and a constellation of a lot of other issues.
Right.
So it's simple things, right?
Yeah.
Exercise, diet, getting proper sleep and rest, managing stress.
Yeah.
Sounds so simple, but it's very hard to get people to change those habits, Ron, because it's behavior. People are habituated to live and eat in a certain way. My job is, fortunately, in my training, I was trained in the social sciences as well. And so I know how to do behavior change with my clients. And that's about changing that relationship. It's about changing behavior.
That's exactly what it's about. It's getting off of what you're used to and changing to something else. It's nearly impossible for many. You need some type of guidance. And that's, and hello, look who we're talking to. Now, managing stress. Oh my God, do you live on this planet? I mean, this is like, right. And I've got to tell you something, 2023 was a hell of a year. Wait till 2024 comes around. That's going to be stress city no matter how you slice it. How do you deal with that?
When people talk about stress, oftentimes they think it's coming out of the ether somewhere. They're not sure what it is.
Right.
It's a response. It's a fight or flight response.
Yes.
Again, it goes back to how we evolved. The fight or flight response has served us well as a species and has kept us alive.
Right.
However, when that stress response is left on, switch is clicked on all day long.
Yeah.
Stress is triggered by, stressors can be physical threats, psychological threats,
yep.
you know, worried about your finances, worried about your relationship.
Yeah.
It stress raises blood pressure. It causes weight gain. It stress is a killer.
Sure.
Make no mistake. And I mean, I've been talking about that for 30 years.
Yeah.
When I say stress is a killer, they say, oh yeah, right. Stress is a killer.
Mm.
How do you manage it? You don't control it. You manage it. And I've done, I don't know how many hours of airtime and TV time talking mm. about how to manage stress, but you have to learn how to manage it. You don't control it. And mm. one of the keys to managing stress is to a simple little thing. Breathe from your diaphragm. And that means when you inhale, your stomach goes out. When you exhale, your stomach comes in. Every expert I've talked to on stress, I ask them, what's one of the things you can do? Almost to a person, every one of them has said, breathe, especially in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe diaphragmatically. Go on YouTube. Watch a short video on how to breathe from your diaphragm.
Uh-huh. All right. You know, I think our greatest enemy besides ourselves is what ourselves socially do to us. We've talked about eating and sleeping and stress and being sedentary. All this seems to be the direction that we're going in socially because of internet, everything's easier, AI, not working as much, the whole bit. We're on a social road out of the ballpark, too, in my estimation. Do you agree with that?
Sure. Think about our ancient ancestors. They lived with a lot of stress. Trust me.
Yeah.
It was stressful.
I would guess.
But there was scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
It was stress and scarcity. Now we have stress, abundance, and convenience.
Mm.
That combination really... drives people and their health into a ditch.
Yes.
And so, but you got to take charge of your health. You can people can do this, and you do it one thing at a time, one day at a time. And that's how I do my nutrition practice with my clients.
Yeah.
They come to me for one thing, and we end up sometimes doing many different things over a certain period of time. So it can be done, but you're right. You situate ourselves in this social context and the culture in which we live.
Yes.
There are places on the planet called blue zones where people live a longer life with quality of life and don't have the degree of chronic disease that pervades through the population.
Yeah.
You know, Sardinia, Okinawa, Japan. Loma Linda, California is a blue zone. That's where the Seventh-day Adventists live.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. They have a diet and lifestyle that, based on their religion, that confers great health to them.
Yeah.
So there's a way to do this. It can be done, but you just have to, educating yourself and learning like today is the first step.
Yeah. I guess you would call that mind over matter.
Yeah. Well, you know, what goes on, how you think affects how you behave, and yeah. How you behave affects how you think.
Yeah, yeah. Perception is 99% of the law, apparently. Okay.
Apparently.
Perfect. Well, where can we go to get more information and hook up with you through this wonderful internet thing that has been created by man?
Sure. If you go to Strauss Naturals, Strauss, StraussNaturals.com, there's a link there. It says Ask Dr. Garko.
Mm-hmm.
And there you will find that company is a great company. Their botanicals, their herbal botanical formulations are fabulous. They have one product that I put my clients say to me all the time, Dr. Garko, all these things you're asking me to do, I don't know if I can do them. Can I do just one thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, at least take the heart drops, the Strauss heart drops. If they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, they have cardiovascular related kinds of issues, that product works. It's been around for 40 years. Go to StraussNaturals.com. There's a link there. Click on that. It says Ask Dr. Garko. Go to my Gmail, and I'll respond to you.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more question for medical purposes. People who have these concerns are usually on some type of medication. At least I hope they are, as far as that's concerned. Before you enter into one of these things where you're eating more small fish or taking this product that you've mentioned, do you need to consult with your doctor, or do you slowly switch to see that, well, things are improving?
Well, you should always, first of all, you never stop taking a medication
right. Without
telling your physician,
right.
Period.
Right.
That's axiomatic. You should never do that.
Right.
And when you start taking supplements of one sort or another, mm-hmm. you should always check to see if there are any contraindications.
Mm-hmm.
Does the medication affect the supplement? Does mm-hmm. the supplement affect the medication?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of food, usually you're pretty safe in eating good, healthy food.
Yep.
When you're taking medications, there's not very many. Sometimes, though, there will be contraindications, certain foods.
Yeah.
Like blood, if you're on blood thinners,
yeah.
You don't want to be eating a lot of fish or taking fish oil because that thins the blood. You see?
Yeah.
So it does. You see, it does. There's so much to learn.
Yeah.
And that's why I love doing this work, because I do the research and save people the time of doing that and be able to come on a show like yours, which provides a wonderful service.
Perfect.
And provide that kind of insight.
Okay, he is Dr. Michael Garko, and it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Allow us every once in a while, if we may, to contact you and get your thoughts, every once in a while.
Oh, I really appreciate you. I love the way you do your show. You're nice and relaxed. You know, you ask good questions, and your audience is lucky to have you. You are providing a wonderful service.
Well, thank you. Well, we try to talk about things that other people don't talk about because they're loaded, but this is not a loaded situation. It's a lifestyle situation.
Thank you.
Doctor, it's a pleasure, and thank you so much. Well, that'll do it for me today, huh? Right? You know what I'm saying? I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. I hope that you join me then. My hopes are quite high in that regard. So let's gather together tomorrow, shall we? I'll meet you right here near this speaker. And we'll have another show for you, prepared for your delectation. Huh? Yeah, I know. Till that time arise, I wish you peace.